Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Share's Twitter feed. I am one of your amazing hosts, Justin Porter.
I am the other one of your hosts, not so amazing.
Dirtbag!
Mr. Andy Ballock.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us back in your ear holes. Don't forget to subscribe to us and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Gidjimo and Google Play and LinkedIn Podshoots.
Those are new. What? Podshoots. LinkedIn Podshoots. I don't know what it is, but I want one. Crying out loud. Yeah, sure. LinkedIn Podshoots. And also, please follow us on all of the socials, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Share and Retweet.
Now, this week, we're going back.
We're going back. It's all classics, baby.
Oh my God. I can't wait. There have been literally hundreds of classic Share tweets, and we are going to discuss but a few this week.
Just a few.
Just the tips of the icebergs.
Because that's all your brain can handle.
It's also all my brain can handle.
I think it's all anyone's brain can handle. Unless you're using a LinkedIn pod shoot. In which case, your brain can handle anything. Because it's been replaced.
You're a drone now.
You're a cyborg. Congratulations. Join the resistance.
Who are we fighting for?
Doesn't matter. I'm a LinkedIn pod shoot. Kill everyone for all I care.
Jesus. Let's get into it.
It's a classic.
Okay, so the first tweet that we're going to talk about is actually a response.
Correct.
To another tweet from some insignificant human that is not Cher.
Anyway, it goes Cher, everyone else. We're all garbage.
Just trash people flailing about, trying desperately to make a difference.
2019, new year, same me. I hate everyone.
Still a trash bag.
Yeah. Now, this particular trash bag is Gloria Rodriguez.
At Glord122.
Go on, say it.
At Glord1211. And she writes on June 22nd, 2016. So this is a couple years ago. Why are you always yelling? And this is all in caps.
Yeah.
Why are you always yelling?
The yeller yells about yelling.
Yeah. Pot, kettle.
Now, Cher has responded, I'm not yelling, I'm Cher, ghost emoji.
All in caps.
All in caps.
I'm not yelling, I'm Cher. This is just how messages come.
Now, if this isn't an elderly couple bickering over a tea flavor, yeah, then I don't know what is.
What was that, honey?
I wanted lemongrass.
I've not mowed the grass.
Lemongrass.
Why would I put lemons on my head?
The tea.
Whose tea?
My tea.
What tea?
The tea I wanted.
Oh, the wanted. Yes, we should see that.
No, lemongrass.
I don't see what that has to do with wanted.
I didn't mention the wanted.
Angelina Jolie?
She's not coming over, is she? I haven't even had my tea yet.
Oh, Philip, I'm going to kill you. I'll kill you tonight. Can you hear that? You old stupid man.
Tonight you lose.
You die tonight, Philip.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got your answer, Gloria.
She's not Cher.
She's not yelling. She's just Cher.
Also, what I love about this is this reeks of the far right complaining about the snowflakes of the far left.
Yeah.
Whilst being snowflakes themselves.
Yeah, you're really reaching. I don't feel like Gloria is a friend.
No.
This is malicious. I can see it. I can smell it.
I've never smelt malice before, but if I could, this tweet this would reek of it. This has been doused in hate, hasn't it, Gloria?
Yeah. You're a real hate machine, Gloria, aren't you? No, she's probably a lovely person.
Yeah. She probably like bakes biscuits and stuff.
But this is a little, you know.
It's full on Gloria.
Yeah. But then Carter.
Hmm.
XVIII.
The 18th.
Carter the 18th.
Yes.
18th in line for the throne.
Or just 18th in line for the Apple store.
Has anyone actually named 18 generations of people the same thing?
Like Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Downey Jr. the second and Robert Downey Jr. the third. Like that?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, what other example do you want from
me?
Well,
no, that's what I... Well, Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey. Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey the third.
Yeah.
You don't keep saying Jr.
Do you not?
Oh, my God. No, you do not. Jr. is the second.
Got it.
And then it's the third.
Why don't you just say second then?
Because it's just Jr. That's just the way it's always been done for hundreds of years.
The system is broken, Justin.
Oh, it's hugely broken. I got Carter the 18th
got 18
here.
Of them.
Claiming he's in the line for some dynasty. Anyway, Carter the 18th at Thorky Babies.
Suddenly, I don't know what sort of lineage he has claim to.
The Thorky one. And he replies and says, "Do you write poetry?"
Now,
what?
It's got... Yeah, I'm exhausted, Justin.
I mean, sure. Yeah. Where does that come from?
I don't know.
And why here? Why on a response to someone else has he decided to ask this question?
Just send her a message.
Send her a message. Put it, reply to one of her tweets.
Yeah, not a response to a response.
Yeah, he's dug through the garbage. He's dug around Twitter and he's found some reply.
That's where I should put my flag.
I got a question I'm going to put here.
Gonna put it right here.
I'm going to put it right here.
Right in this little mound that doesn't make no sense.
She'll see this.
They're arguing over something else. I'm going to put it here.
I'm going to ask this question. Break up the feud.
So,
break it up.
And you know what? As much as you and I have just bickered and bitched over this, Cher replied to this.
She did! Yes. As much as I was like, well, here, what in God's hell is this? Cher replied.
Cher replied on topic with not commercial.
Not commercial.
So she writes poetry.
So she does write poetry.
But she just doesn't. She's just not a published poet.
Right. Now, I want to see some of this poetry.
I absolutely want to see some of this poetry.
When am I going to get a Cher's book of poems?
Oh.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad there's a book coming and there's something else. Ooh,
and a biopic.
Maybe we'll get some poems in the book. Do you think?
Here's what I'm nervous about.
Mm-hmm.
Is Cher's poetry of the same standard that her Photoshop skills are at?
I would say not, because she is
a songwriter. Yeah, right. She'd be
that's,
fine.
That's something
fine.
She does.
Yes.
So I would say this would actually be way more up her alley than designing a shirt.
Yeah.
So I think...
Yeah, this is great.
I would actually love to see Cher's palms.
Thanks for raising the question, Carter the 18th.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I take it all back.
Yeah. You found the right lump to plant the flag on.
Yeah, you did. And you got a response.
Yeah.
So kudos to you. You did it.
The Thorky lineage lives on. Now, this next tweet, Justin, is from the 20th of September, 2012.
Yes, we had just survived an apocalypse.
I don't know if you all remembered that, but there was an apocalypse.
2012, we were supposed to die that year.
But we didn't. We all escaped.
We did.
Well, not all of us.
There's plenty of people that did not make it.
But that wasn't due to the apocalypse.
No, but for them... It was an apocalypse.
As far as they know, the apocalypse happened. For the rest of us, time continues.
We know it didn't.
We know it didn't. Now, Cher has tweeted, God, I love art in any form. Gotta go take a bath. Later, lovelies.
Now, I read this as taking a bath is art.
Ah. I read this as Cher's turned dictate mode onto Siri, has just been to a gallery, has run into the house and just started screaming, God, I love art in any form. Siri, I'm going to go take a bath. Later, lovely. She's just having a time.
She's just talking to her house.
She's talking to her house, yes.
She's talking to the walls, talking to Siri.
Yeah.
Now... This is pre-Siri.
Ah. So she is talking to, I can assume, a lamp.
A sentient lamp, yes. Yes, you're right. Ah, the sentient lamps of 2012.
I remember them well. They all turned on at the same time.
They saved us from the apocalypse.
Yes.
If you remember.
I do remember, Justin.
Sacrificing themselves. We lost the sentient lamps, but we kept each other.
Yes. We lost the sentient lamps to LinkedIn Podshoots. The army that was LinkedIn Podshoots came from the skies. All the sentient lamps turned on, blinded them. No more Podshoots.
As we all know, LinkedIn Podshoots are very sensitive to light.
Ooh, too sensitive. That's why they all fly at night. All the lamps turned on. Blinded them.
But died in the process.
Died in the process. They used the last of their power that they were reserving within them to turn on and then die.
Yeah, so that happened.
Do you not remember that, Justin?
Yeah, clearly.
That's what happened.
It's hard to know how this came about because it's just a stream of consciousness.
It is.
But what I love the most about this is... the reply from Robin O'Neill at Robin_O'Neill. And she replies to Cher, not me. Gotta go take 2 Tylenol PMs and slice an apple. What?
Nah, let's unpack it.
Yeah, we have to. She's gonna.
It's here.
Number one, 2 Tylenol PMs.
Yeah.
So she's got a headache.
Yeah.
Or she's, you know, she's got a cramp.
Yeah.
Or she's got something. She just needs 2 Tylenol PMs. Maybe she's a teacher and she's been teaching all day.
Ugh.
Or she's just graded a bunch of papers.
Yeah, she's just come home from surgery. She's a surgeon.
Right, yes. Or she's the patient.
It's just a day thing. It's a simple procedure. Yeah. But like she's been told to take a couple of Tylenol.
Yeah, take a Tylenol, eat an apple, go to bed.
That is the weirdest doctor advice.
Look.
I've just had reconstructive surgery. Have a couple of Tylenol. Eat a Granny Smith. You'll be fine.
Well, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
That's what I tell all my patients.
Yeah, maybe if you ate more apples, you wouldn't need facial reconstructive surgery.
Huh?
Did you think
about that, Robin?
Oh, you said an apple hit you in the face. Oh, what a terrible twist of irony.
Well, maybe eat them. Don't let them hit you. Maybe next time an apple is flying at your face, cut it.
Yeah, cut it first.
Cut it instead.
Then you've got 50% less chance of the apple hitting you in the face.
Or maybe, you know, wherever you're going that apples keep flying at your face, don't go there anymore.
Yeah. I know I'm just your doctor, and I'm not a therapist or a life coach, But if
you're not here now to tell you how to live your life.
But if you found an area of space and time where apples are being hurtled, don't
unexpectedly
don't go there on a day trip.
Yeah, don't stay away. Do not enter. It's, you know, it reminds me as a doctor of a creepy forest that you don't go in.
Avoid at all costs.
It's exactly like that.
I've only read about them in fairy tales, but were I to come across one, my instincts would say,
know.
"Do you don't go in. Don't go in.
Don't go in." Do you remember the movie Beauty and the Beast, Robin?
I do.
Remember when Belle is riding her horse and she comes to these really creepy woods?
Yes.
And she goes in.
Yes.
Not a lot of things go right.
No,
when she goes in.
Now that you mention it, no.
Yeah.
Almost everything goes wrong from that point.
Yeah. It would have been a lot better if she had just gone around or just not gone to the woods.
Go back home.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
If I was to come across, say, a field where apples from the ether, I assume,
mm-hmm.
are just flying around, whizzing.
Whizzing, like comets.
At head height.
Yeah.
I would make a mental note, that field's not for me.
The field's not for me, or crawl.
Yeah, they're my options.
Get down. Get down and crawl.
Get down low and go.
If I have to go through, find a height that is not head height. Crouch, crawl.
Anything. If you can elevate yourself somehow,
ride
above
on a scooter,
the apples.
Yeah. If you can, if you have some kind
hover,
of harness.
If you are so desperate to travel through this field, do so at your own peril.
Right.
But then don't come here to me having a whinge that your face has been bashed in by a Granny Smith.
And then you're upset that I'm telling you to eat an apple.
I'm telling you to slice it first, Robin.
That's all I'm saying.
Just Robin. Slice it first.
So a little less sass and a little more doctor's advice. Hmm?
Now take a couple of Tylenol.
And get the fuck out of my office.
So, Robin, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, Robin? What fields are you going in where there's apples flying around? You got children, Robin.
Yeah.
I assume.
We don't know.
Stay safe for them.
Yeah, stay safe, Robin. My favorite response of this was Cindy Haino Dufresne at Dufresne Haino, who has responded, "You two ladies are my favorite artists."
What two ladies is she talking about, Andy?
I can only assume that Cindy is looking at a photo of Cher and someone else.
Maybe she thinks that Paulette, a.k.a. Polly,
yep,
is in a group with Cher.
And the band is called Cher.
Yes.
Like Bon Jovi is
yes.
named after John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
So the band is called Cher.
The band's called Cher.
And it has,
but it actually
Cher
has
is the lead
12
singer.
People in it.
Yeah, it has the lead guitarist from Whitesnake.
Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Polly has an instrumental role.
She plays a kajoo.
A kajoo.
A kajoo?
A kajoo? Kajoo?
Kajoo? Play the kajoo? That's not an instrument,
named
is it?
Aptly because the person who invented it said, "Could you play this? Could you?"
I mean, it is just, it's just a reed.
But
it's not a reed
you?
Instrument. It's just the reed.
It's just a reed. Could you?
Could you? Ah. Well,
this
that's
is
a
reed,
isn't it?
Simon. This is just a reed. Yeah, but it's
yeah,
also
but,
a could you.
Yeah, could you? Simon just starts pointing to things. That's a bucket. That's a could you.
That's a could you. Anything that I don't know if you could play is a could you. Could you play that?
That's a door, Simon.
But it's also a could you.
It's a could you.
Until proven otherwise.
Could you play that? That's a box of matches. Could you play that?
Could you play it, though?
That's a could you.
Could you play that? That's a saxophone.
Yeah, could you?
Could you play it? Yes. Well, it's
oh,
a saxophone.
That's a saxophone.
That's not a could you.
It's no longer a could
that's,
you.
It's no longer a could you. Yeah, anything's could you.
Anything's a could you until proven otherwise.
Which is what Polly plays. Polly plays a could you.
I play
was
a could
was that
you?
Supposed to be a kazoo? Is
yes.
that what you were trying to say? Yeah, I like could you better.
You know what? I like could you better as well.
I like also Adam Wilson has chimed in at Adam W650. And he says, "Enjoy, don't slip and fall."
Jesus.
Whoa, Adam.
I mean, yeah, I don't want Cher to slip and fall either.
Yeah, but I'm not just going to say that.
Yeah. Don't put it out there.
That's why whenever you walk away, like anytime you're parting ways with a friend.
Yeah.
You don't every time say, okay, see you later. Don't die horribly in a tram accident.
Yeah, see you later. I hope that a branch doesn't fall off a tree and knock you unconscious, sending you into a coma for 36 years.
Yeah. see you later. I hope you don't get mugged and shot to death on your way home and bleed out and, you know, slowly remember all the things in your life that happened and mattered, and you're reaching for the phone to call me or emergency services and can't reach it. See ya.
have a fun day at the beach. I hope a tide doesn't pull you out and you accidentally get a whole bunch of seawater in your lungs, and as you slowly sink to the bottom of the ocean, you think about all of your hopes and fears and dreams and regrets and all of the things that you achieved and didn't achieve, and you remember that guy Scott that you never quite connected with, but you think there might have something been there, and it just never panned out, and as the seawater slowly knocks you around and the life starts to ebb away, you think, I never ate a Twinkie.
Yeah.
You never say that.
Yeah. I'll see you later. I hope, you know, space and time doesn't rip open and swallow you into another dimension that's actually like a hell dimension. And you can't get back. There's just no way. And you're just tortured for all time because time doesn't exist there. So it's actually just a loop for you. And you're just experiencing pain and horror over and over and over again. And I never see you again. Okay. See ya. We don't say that, Adam.
Yeah,
we don't
say those things. That's not how we say goodbye.
No.
We just say goodbye, have a nice day. We do the opposite.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck in life.
Enjoy.
Positive vibes.
Yes. None of this, Adam. What you're doing is really uncomfortable.
You're playing with fire, Adam.
Oh, it's a huge fire.
You're playing with universal fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm scared now.
Yeah, so good luck, Adam. I hope a fire doesn't burn you alive and kill all of you and your friends and family. How do you like that, Adam? Doesn't sound too nice, does it?
Doesn't sound nice, does it? I hope it doesn't.
Of course, I don't want that to happen.
I don't want that.
But you don't say it.
Yeah, I don't want it, so I don't say it.
Correct. It's just, it's easier that way for all of us.
Now, right? I hope you've learnt your lesson, Adam. Have a lovely day.
Yes, see you later. Good luck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so the last tweet we're going to talk about is from June 28th, 2015. And Cher tweets, "Last night I celebrated my 50th year as an entertainer. Follow that, you bitches." Ghost emoji.
Now, H at IRL Hannah has responded, "Did you use a ghost emoji because their career is most likely dead?"
Ooh, snap.
Ooh, I love that. I love the clapback, but it's a clapback to the other bitches. It's not a clapback
to Cher. It's not to Cher.
Yeah, nah.
She's on Cher's side.
Yeah.
And Cher has replied and said, "No, it makes me laugh, ghost emoji. It's my playful side. How can anyone not smile at dancing ghost? He's afterlife, smiley face, cry laugh emoji."
Now, this is another hieroglyph that she has solved.
Yes. And the amazing thing about it is we were kind of right.
Yes.
Because it does mean that she's just being silly.
Yeah, she's being silly.
She's being playful. She's happy.
It's afterlife smiley face.
It's afterlife smiley face.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is.
Of course it is.
It absolutely is.
It's great. Dancing Ghost, it's just so good.
I mean, I also love the clapback.
I do.
I think the clapback is sassy and clever.
It's fun, but...
because their career is mostly dead. I'm like, oh, burn.
Sick burn.
Love
Hannah.
It.
But we now know, without a doubt, that this means she's being silly and playful.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
Because now we can actually read that with confidence through every tweet that we see from now on.
It's another clue.
Yeah.
It's another... well, it's another answer.
Unlocked.
Done.
Achievement unlocked.
So that's ghost emoji... and cool.
We've got cool and ghost emoji. And we know just cake, you know, is cake.
Cake is cake.
Loves cake.
And little chicks, like the chickies. The chickies, yep. The followers.
Yep.
What else have we got?
I don't know. We need to start putting it together.
We do.
We need to put together a collection of everything we've learned.
Yes. Now, Mega at MegaKawaii27 has responded, when will Madonna...
end of tweet.
That's the end of the tweet.
End of tweet.
Sorry, it sounded... I went up there because I'm Australian and my inflections always go up,
yes,
at the end of
there
the
is
sentence.
No punctuation. There's no question mark.
No, it should be just, when will Madonna...
yeah.
That's how it ends.
That is how the tweet slash question ends.
Yes.
I mean, I infer it's a question because it starts with when.
Here's what I think. This is what I've decided. The question is, when will Madonna celebrate her 50th year as an entertainer? I think that's what it is. In which case, why have you come to Twitter, Mega, and not Google?
Yeah, also, why have you come to Cher's Twitter?
Yeah.
Because I think probably the last thing she wants to do is tell you when Madonna's going to celebrate that.
Yeah, it's very well documented. They are not best friends.
Right. I mean, they've reconciled, they're... yeah. They get along now, but they've
fine.
Had a sordid history. I don't think that's what she wants to talk about. She's Cher.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, Mega?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, last night, Cher celebrated her 50th year as an entertainer. Let the spotlight linger a bit, Mega.
Yeah. Don't steal her thunder.
Yeah.
You're playing with Zeus here. You're just playing a dangerous Zeus game.
Don't do it. Because you know what happens, Mega.
No, you know it. Also, finish your sentence.
Yeah, my God. My kingdom
it's
for
killing
a full
me.
Stop.
Just, when will Madonna do that? Or when will...
question stop, mark.
Just anything. I don't know. Mega, I can't with you.
I can't. Mega, you're canceled.
But I can with Mary Margaret Habian at Cancun Fun. Already fun. I love
I'm
what's
already
happening.
On board. I'm
it.
Already on board.
Cancun fun, yes.
Yes. Yes, Cancun fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. Coon can fun. Absolutely Coon can. Now, Mary has replied to Cher. I agree, not a fan of the B word myself, but a fan of Cher's. Whoever is posting for you, please stop the name calling.
Oh.
Heart emoji. And it's just so cute,
Mary,
that she thinks someone else is tweeting on Cher's behalf.
Now, this is something that I actually get like a bit in the real world, in that like when I say that I do this, they're like, oh, who tweets for Cher?
Because that's a very common thing for a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
Bigger A-list celebrities.
Yes, like the biggest ones all yes. have like
they
other
have
people.
Like agencies or like a social agent or someone yeah. that is dedicated to doing that.
To make sure that they don't say anything crazy.
Yeah. Like Donald Trump should have.
Yes.
Or does and is doing a terrible job.
So, but I feel like he's asleep a lot of the time.
Mm.
Or off in the woods.
Yeah, or he's not expecting Trump to tweet at the times that he tweets at.
Yes, anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
You're addressing Congress right now. I can't stop you from tweeting.
Put the phone down.
Put it down.
Put it down,
put
Donald.
It down, please.
Put it down. But, Mary, we can unequivocally say Cher is doing 100% of her own tweets.
Oh, yeah. 100%. It's proven. It
yeah.
is absolutely proven.
Yeah, there's no way someone else is doing this.
Now, maybe... Polly checks them sometimes. Maybe. She's hanging out with Polly and she's like, Polly, does this make sense?
Yeah.
And Polly's got two champagnes in her hand. She's like, yeah, baby, that's... Yeah, yeah, post it.
Yeah, post it. I'm about to play my kudzu.
I got a kudzu to perform.
I got to practice these kudzus. Tweet what you want.
Yeah, do whatever, baby. Okay.
Do whatever, baby.
But no, yeah, there's no one. There's no one, Mary.
So if you don't like the B word, Mary, sorry, it's Cher.
Also, she says it all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Not just on Twitter.
Yeah, in life.
In her life, in her concerts, in recordings, in interviews.
Mm.
She says it all the time.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen, Mary.
Yeah, sorry, Mary.
Sorry, Mary. The last tweet that I want to discuss, though, Justin, is from Hair of the Dog at Dogmaster What? Mm-hmm. And they have posted... You're my favorite comedy act.
Yes.
I agree wholeheartedly with that.
Yeah.
Cher probably is my favorite comedy act.
Cher makes me laugh so much.
Yeah, she's consistently funny.
Yeah.
She consistently punches up. She's political. She's silly.
Yes.
She's sassy.
Yep. She's all of those things.
She's self-deprecating.
And when we went to see her
at
her concert when she toured Australia.
Yeah. And she did that 10-minute Fringe Festival show at the start.
at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
She was so funny.
Yes.
And it was just everything. And what I love about it is she doesn't take herself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All the mistakes that she made fun of herself for it. It's great. Like, she's just great.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't care.
She does
not. If she makes mistakes.
She's Cher.
And she knows that's part of the fun.
Yeah. So, you're absolutely right, Hair of the Dog. I don't know if you know this, though. But she also does a little bit of singing on the side.
Yeah, if you want to just check out one of her albums. She just came out with one. It's a very... didn't do too well.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of covers, but you might like it. And that's it.
That's all the time we have.
Thank you so much for listening to our classics episode.
Yes.
We will be back next week with another... journey down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed.
That's
for
right.
That week.
That's right. As always, please follow us on all of the socials, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Cher and Retweet.
And don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast and rate and review it.
Oh, yeah.
On Google, on Spotify, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn Podshoots.
LinkedIn Podshoots. You're dead.
If the labs didn't get them... they'll get you.
Take them out before they take us all out.
As always, I have been one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
I've been one of your other hosts, Justin Porter.
We'll see you next week.
On the other side. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.